set out on the road, whether it's for work, heading home, or simply meeting up with loved ones, only to be blindsided by the unexpected? Car accidents can indeed occur out of nowhere, leaving you wondering who'll be there to pick up the pieces when they do. Well, at Swan Insurance, our motor comprehensive insurance policy is your safety net. It covers any loss, theft, or damage to your vehicle and compensates third parties for damaged property, injury, or death originating from the use of the vehicle. With Swan Insurance Zambia, you also receive cover for loss or damage to specified accessories, personal belongings, audio equipment, loss of keys, towing after an accident up to a certain limit, and even medical expenses. Terms and conditions apply. Contact us today at 0957-673-070 or visit any of our offices in Lusaka, Kitwe, Chingola, and Livingston. Follow us on social media at Swan Insurance Zambia or visit our website swanforlife.co.zm for more information.
For you, for them, for life. Swan for life.
Yeah. Pineapple on my tongue.
Like a sunshine ray.
Granadilla be a killer.
All the food you taste.
Red and orange got me moving.
Feels great that way.
Everybody should be happy now. Just you and me.
Just juice. Better together. A product of Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon. The headlines at 12. South African court orders former President Edgar Lungu be buried in Zambia. UPND scoops Mfuwe parliamentary seat. And US offers $50 million reward for arrest of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro.
FM News with Natasha Nguni.
And now the news in detail. The Gauteng High Court in Pretoria, South Africa, has ruled in favor of the Zambian government in the legal dispute over the burial of former President Edgar Lungu. The court has ordered that the former president's remains be repatriated to Zambia for the purpose of a state funeral at Embassy Park in Lusaka, in accordance with national protocols for former heads of states. This ruling overturns the Lungu family's wishes for a private burial in South Africa, citing the late president's personal preferences. In his judgment, the judge said the court has established that according to the Zambian constitution, personal or family wishes cannot override the public interest. Former President Lungu passed away on June 5, 2025, due to cardiac complications during surgery at MediClinic MedForum in Pretoria. The ruling UPND candidate Malama Mufunelo has won the Mfuwe parliamentary seat after securing 5,684 votes. This follows the announcement of the final results from Kamwendo and Mutumba, which were delivered and declared at the Constituency Totalling Centre. Announcing the results, Mfuwe Constituency Returning Officer Gilbert Mwango stated that the new Congress Party NCP candidate, Brian Kunda, received 1,665 votes, while the Socialist Party candidate, Charles Mubanga, garnered 1,507 votes. Mr. Mwango has also revealed that a total of 9,086 votes were cast, with 230 ballots rejected.
Mubanga Charles of Socialist Party, 1,507 votes. Kunda Brian Kofi of New Congress Party, 1,665 votes. Mfunelo Malama of United Party for National Development, 5,685
Meanwhile, UPND chairperson for elections, Gary Nkombo, has expressed gratitude for the people of Mfuwe constituency for their support. And newly elected Member of Parliament, Malama Mufunelo, has assured the people of Mfuwe of development and is committed to improving their living standards.
Allow me to thank the leadership of UPND. I am very much humbled. To my people of Mfuwe constituency, what I can assure you is that Mfuwe will never be the same. And thank you for electing me as your Member of Parliament. It wasn't an easy journey, but when God said yes, no one can say yes.
Meanwhile, President Hakainde Hichilema has congratulated the people of Mfuwe, Nchelenge and Mpongwe for conducting peaceful and orderly by-elections. The Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, has warned that Zambia's debt service to revenue ratio is projected to surpass the recommended threshold in 2025, reaching 14.7%. Speaking during the launch of the Jubilee Commission on Debt Report Dissemination session last evening, under the theme Pathways to Long-Term Debt Sustainability for Zambia, JCTR Executive Director Reverend Daniel Mutale has revealed that as of the end of 2024, Zambia's external public debt stood at $21.4 billion. Reverend Mutale has noted that while government has made progress in debt restructuring, talks covering approximately 94% of creditors through agreements in principle, the process remains slow and highly complex.
Our debt service to revenue ratio is projected to breach its sustainability threshold this year in 2025, reaching around 14.7%. We acknowledge the efforts that have been made on debt restructuring, and while we acknowledge these efforts, with agreements in principle covering over 91% of creditors, we urge the government to undertake a comprehensive and transparent evaluation of the extended credit facility program, particularly its conditionalities.
And Caritas Zambia Executive Director Father Gabriel Mapulanga has emphasized the need for full debt cancellation rather than continued restructuring.
As we want the debt to be cancelled. If it was cancelled before, the debt has accumulated. And why has it accumulated? This is what we want to hear. It is not our fault per se, but it is the debt which is a fault.
Police in Livingston have arrested two individuals in connection with a case of forgery and impersonation during the ongoing Taveta examinations at the Livingston Institute of Business and Engineering Studies, LIBES. In a statement, Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Oxencio Daka said the incident occurred on August 7, 2025, between 9 hours and 12 hours, and was reported to the Livingston Central Police Station by LIBES officials. Mr. Daka has explained that 25-year-old Mufuzi Rusani conspired with another individual, Saluchali Besad, who was caught writing an examination on Mr. Busani's behalf. He has stated that preliminary investigations revealed that Mr. Busani, who was reportedly facing personal and family challenges that affected his exam preparation, offered Mr. Vesad 500 kwacha to take the exam for him. Mr. Daka adds that both suspects are in police custody awaiting court appearance.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The common market for Eastern and Southern Africa, COMESA, has expressed concern that the Southern African region remains off track to meet the 2025 Malabo Declaration targets despite notable strides